Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. COVID-19 hospitalizations are up nearly one-third during the last 2 weeks. California also is setting daily records for the number of positive tests several times this week. Governor Gavin Newsom says cases are up because the state is testing more people than ever. But he also noted yesterday that one of his preferred metrics, the percent of positive test results out of the total of number tested in a single day, is also up.
The positivity rate has begun to increase over the course of the last few weeks. It's 5.1%. Now positivity rate over the last 14 days. What I'm not sharing in terms of a slide, but want to share with you in a transparent way, is a 5.6% positivity rate in the last 7 days.
Newsom is urging Californians to wear masks when in public and to avoid gathering in groups with people outside their household. Now, does Governor Gavin Newsom really have the power to make face masks mandatory in public? A Northern California mayor and some viral posts allege he does not. Capital Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols fact-checked these claims.
Nevada City Mayor Renette Senem made the claim about the governor's authority on Facebook. Other widely shared social media posts also argue that Newsom doesn't have the right to make masks mandatory.
That's not accurate. The governor does have the authority to require face coverings.
That's Leslie Jacobs. She teaches constitutional law at the McGeorge School of Law in Sacramento.
The public health authority that the state has is actually very broad.
Jacobs also pointed to the California Emergency Services Act. That's the powerful law Newsom used in March to issue the statewide stay-at-home order.
We have to realize that the governor has the authority to keep us in our houses. He has authority to shut the businesses down entirely.
Jacobs added that the governor is obligated to end the state of emergency and all the orders that come with it at the earliest time possible. So these powers are broad, but they're only temporary. As for the claim about Newsom not having this legal authority to require masks, we rated that false. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
California is the first state in the nation to set a zero-emission goal for truck sales. Cap Radio Environment reporter Ezra David Romero has more on yesterday's vote.
Under the new rule, more than half of new trucks sold in California would need to be zero emissions by 2035, and all of them by 2045. The groundbreaking regulations were voted unanimously by the California Air Resources Board. It sets targets for manufacturers to begin hitting goals for electric truck sales by 2024. Environmental and health advocates say the rule is a major step toward reducing deadly air pollution and curbing greenhouse gas emissions. The regulation estimates that it will bring 300,000 electric trucks to California's roads by 2035, including 17,000 semi-trucks. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.